This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading a high-level delegation going to Turkey Wednesday to press that country's president to stop his invasion of northeast Syria. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has more on the story.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the vice president will be accompanied by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and the delegation will meet on Thursday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to press for a ceasefire. U.S. forces in Syria are being bracketed between Turkish and Syrian forces, and Trump is reiterating he wants the American military out of the way.
They're policing. They're not a police force. They're a different kind of a force. We want to bring our soldiers back home.
The Turkish president, meanwhile, is saying he told Trump he will never agree to a ceasefire and threatened American sanctions will not change his mind. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
12 U.S. Democratic presidential candidates squared off in a spirited debate Tuesday night, all looking to confront President Trump in the 2020 election. Former Vice President Joe Biden, one of Trump's top challengers, criticized President Trump's policy on Syria, citing the withdrawal of U.S. troops, from northern Syria.
I would not have withdrawn the troops, and I would not have drawn the additional 1,000 troops in Iraq, which are in retreat now, being fired on by Assad's people, and the President of the United States saying, if those ISIS folks escape from the prisons they're in, they'll only go to Europe and won't affect us. It has been the most shameful thing that any president has done in modern history.
The dozen challengers on stage last evening also support the 4-week-old impeachment probe, although Trump's removal through the impeachment process remains an unlikely outcome. For details on more news, as always, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says a case of obstruction by the Trump administration continues to build after senior members and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani defied subpoenas in the impeachment inquiry. Get more on the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, notified lawmakers he will not comply with a subpoena. At the White House, the president honored the Stanley Cup champion.
The St. Louis Blues' amazing comeback reminds us to never give up.
But it wasn't all hockey talk. On impeachment, with Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt in the crowd, the president didn't seem too concerned.
I wouldn't worry about it, fellas. I wouldn't worry about it. Don't worry too much. How are we doing, Roy? Okay in the Senate? I hear we're looking very good.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the matter at hand with Ukraine is at the heart of the integrity of American elections.
And it must be investigated thoroughly, completely, and in a nonpartisan manner.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United Nations investigation has found insurgent attacks targeting the recent presidential electoral process in Afghanistan caused nearly 460 civilian casualties, including 85 deaths. The insurgent group had repeatedly made public statements warning Afghan voters to stay away from the election and ordered its fighters to attack organizers as well as security forces guarding the electoral process. The initial official results from the September 28th polls are not expected until late October, while the final results are expected next month. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is defending meetings he reportedly had with conservative leaders after the hashtag #DeleteFacebook began trending on social media. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Politico reported this week that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg held private meetings with, among others, Tucker Carlson of Fox News and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. But there are also conservatives that have long accused Facebook of suppressing their political views. Zuckerberg says he meets with lots of people across the spectrum on lots of different issues and suggests others do the same. The social media giant has battled allegations since the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election that it's not doing enough to stop bogus accounts and political ads on its platform. I'm Shelley Adler.
Mexico's Senate will reportedly vote for a bill to fully legalize marijuana in the next few days, a major step toward changing the country's approach to the drug by removing it as a source of income for violent drug gangs. If approved by the Senate, the proposal would then proceed to the lower house for a vote. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.